Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Chris the Media Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Heroes and the Healers and the Hustlers recap right here on the podcast. This is the season finale of Survivor. I cannot believe it. The season of Survivor is come to a close, and we are now on in between the seasons of Survivor, and we are awaiting the next season of Survivor to come up, which will be in end of February. February 28th, to be exact, is when they are bringing up the next one. We'll talk about that at the end of the podcast and what is to come for Everything About Reality TV, which will be not far away from production going back into new episodes again. So let's get right into it. So Chrissy thanked everyone for, saving her. And also asking, did Ben take off to find the idol? Obviously, I think what I'm thinking is Ben started looking for the idol. He went out, he went for water and to look for that dreadful idol that, everybody is dreading that he's going to find it, another idol. And it is just going to be, deja vu all over again, where Ben is going to find that idol and it will... And he'll be safe for another week, obviously. So, also, they were talking about there's no more idols at this point. Yeah, I think it goes up to Final Four. I think it still does go, I believe, what I'm thinking, it still does go to Final Four. And, I believe it is now up the final, it goes to the Final Four, where... where you can use it. You're good to use up idols until like Final Four, if I'm correct. Final Four. That's where you're mainly good at, using the idols up to the Final Four. So, which is, good if you need to use an idol, you can use it. But no further after Final Four, then obviously you will pretty much. You're on your own. It's every man for themselves, pretty much. It is like every man for themselves. It is like you're on your own, pretty much. You're just, you got to work with the alliance and all that. So, I guess this is probably the only time Ben can find one more idol before the end of the season, before the day 39 in the game of Survivor. So, also... they were talking about taking out Ben next. Hopefully he doesn't have an idol. They were probably hoping, let's hope he doesn't have an idol anymore. He doesn't find his idol. Let's take him out next. And also that one of them must win the immunity challenge coming up. So meaning that they have to, win the immunity challenge coming up. And it cannot be Ben that wins immunity. Or they're pretty well screwed. They're going to have to turn on one of their own people, pretty much. One of their own alliance members. So, also, they were talking about asking where Ben is, and Ben was looking for the idol. Ben said, looking for the idol. Like, at night, there's no time for sleep. He's always looking for an idol. He's always in game mode while everyone else is in bed sleeping and getting their beauty rest for the next day, for the next challenge. So... he's never resting. Ben is always playing the game 24/7, 7 days a week during the time that they are in the game. He is always in the game mode regardless whatever is going on. He always is looking for an idol to make sure ensure his safety in the game as well. And I think it's smart, actually. I know I have not been really a Ben fan for quite some time. But, budding idols is a good thing, though. And I don't think he's done, I think he's lied a bit. He has done some lying, manipulating, but, you know, that's part of the game. But he also has played a very strong strategic game, and he's, you know, found idols as well. So that is a big leg up when it comes to him in this game. So Ben was looking for the idol. He couldn't find it, but then he found the dig mark. So, which is good. He managed to find the dig mark, which pretty much says it actually showed that the dig mark is there. You know, it's there. It's this is where you dig for the idol. So he found his third idol in this game. He's found his third actual idol this time. And then Ben and Chrissy, you know, okay, so Ben and Chrissy have, you know, they had a good relationship at the start of the game, but then, you know, obviously they had the downfall in the game, and then they despise each other for quite some time now. So Chrissy, wanted to make up with Ben, but only for gameplay, not really. Like, she wanted to, you know, make it up to him. She wanted to, you know, make up for gameplay, just for the game. But in reality, she is really wanting Ben out of this game. He really wants Ben out of this game. Doesn't want Ben no longer in this game. So that is the reason why she's trying to make amends with him. I guess maybe in case he does go to jury, at the time, we know what happens, obviously, but I mean, if he did go to jury, then he would probably more than likely, like, you know, he wouldn't be pissed off at Chrissy, because obviously when you send someone to jury, you don't want them to be pissed off. You don't want them to be pissed off. You want them to be, you know, happy, or they want to go out feeling like, oh, I did a good job this season. I did really well, and, you know, not have a pissed off jury. So I think that was the logic behind Chrissy trying to make amends with him. But in reality, she is going to eventually vote her out of this game. She will get him out of this game pretty quick. So Ben and Chrissy were talking. They said they're going to, you know, going to work with, they're going to forget what happened. They're going to move forward. Also, if she wins, she's taking him to the Final Four. If he wins, to take her. Obviously, I know Ben probably said, nah, I'm not going to take him. I'm not going to take Chrissy to the Final Four. It's not going to happen. Where, like, Ben's not going to the Final Four. Or, in Ben's case, Chrissy's not going to the Final Four. You know what? Forget it. They're not going to the Final Four. They are just going to... they're gonna screw each other over. So one's gonna screw one over. One's gonna, you know what I mean, right? But I mean, you know, neither of them want to take each other to the Final Four. So someone's gonna have to go out of the two. I was kind of confused behind that logic when I was thinking about it over and over again. I thought about it through the night. I was like, what does that really mean? What does that really mean to me? Like, you know, they were hoping one would take the other to the Final Four, vice versa kind of thing. It kind of confused me, you know. It kind of confused me in a way that I wasn't sure what they meant by that. Ryan took a long jump. Okay, so going into the immunity challenge / reward. It is actually a reward challenge as well. So you have to swim to a platform, then you climb up some blocks, and then from there you have to grab a key that's hanging. Once you do that, you have to go to the bigger platform, and then you have to unlock a wheel, which has color-coded balls. So you have to correspond the right colors to the right section. Once you do that, first one to do that wins immunity, also reward, and the reward is actually a chicken dinner, which also consists of potatoes, I think mashed potatoes, I think it's what Jeff said, and wine, and also cheesecake. So Ryan took a long jump, and everyone got to the first section, and then Ryan dropped again, so he had to go all the way back to the start of it, of the challenge. And then Mike and Devin were in the lead. And, whoops, sorry guys. I know, that squeaky boom arm. So yeah, Mike was in it. Chrissy moving fast. Chrissy moves faster than lightning. I can't believe for an older lady like her, she did so well. You know, she did so well with that. You know, she was keeping up with all these youngsters, especially like Devin, and you had Ryan as well. You know, they're all younger generation of castaways, and yeah, it, you know, it's pretty amazing. So Chrissy, so Ben was making progress. Chrissy was wins individual immunity just like that. She got it pretty quick. She got immunity right away, and then also she got the reward as well. She also is close to tying in wins and challenges. I think that's immunity challenges. Sorry. Hang on a second. Let's see. Where is... I'm trying to get my mouse working here. Wakey, wakey, computer. Okay, so... Where was it? There it is. Okay, so individual immunity challenges. Sorry. So we're going to talk about that after the individual immunity challenges. But she is almost tied for it. She's almost tied for the most individual immunity challenges ever. So, yeah, she chose Ryan and then also Devin to go on the reward with her. Actually, the reward was actually just at camp, actually. The war was just actually at camp, so they didn't have to go very far. And then they didn't have to go that far to have the reward. It was actually done right there in camp. So, you know, it is what it was close. So, Devin was glad to be finally get Ben out of this game. Also, they were... So pretty much at the reward, I'm on the wrong page for crying out loud. That's a blooper and a half in the podcast. Chrissy chose Dr. Mike and Devin for the reward. I apologize, that was my mistake. Dr. Mike and Devin for the reward. Mike, Devin, and Chrissy actually looking for a clue to the idol. Obviously, we know from the spaghetti challenge, the spaghetti reward that they had a few weeks back, they actually had the spaghetti reward, which was divided up by portions. They were sharing like one portion of spaghetti, but they had the portion out themselves, and then one might have a little less than the other, or whatever, you know? And then, of course, the clue was under the plate. Was under that plate of spaghetti. So, obviously, they're thinking way ahead of themselves. You know, they're really thinking way ahead of themselves this time. They're really just, you know, they're ahead of themselves in the game. Obviously, they're thinking ahead. That way they can get the clue. Obviously, I think Ben actually had the idol. If I'm correct. Yeah, that's right. Because Ben has the idol now. And she doesn't know that. Chrissy does not know that. Devin does not know that. Brian does not know it. But that idol is still there. That idol is still there. It is... Ben has it right now. Ben has the idol at the moment. So, obviously they're talking about, you know, getting Ben out. But also... What if he had the idol? What's going to happen? Devin said he's going to be voting for Ben, obviously. So, honestly, it is well known that Devin will be voting for Ben this time around. So, Devin will have Ben's vote to get out of this game. So, they have to find the hidden meteor idol before Ben does. In retrospective, the idol is already found, technically. The idol is actually found at this time, at this point. So Chrissy will use the idol, the dead super idol that she had from day one. I believe that actually started from Ryan, if I'm corrected. I think it was Ryan that started that. So they're going to play the dead idol. They're going to pretend it's not dead. It's an actual found idol. It is a real idol, but it is pretty much dead. It's not used right now. It's just, you know, not active at the moment. And then they're going to use the clue to Dr. Mike's idol that he had way back, and which is now obviously out of play. And then they're going to tell Ben they found the idol. And then Chrissy, they say they're probably going to play it. And then Ben asks if she's going to use it on him. And Chrissy's like, nope, I'm not going to use it on you. Heck no. So Ben, obviously Ben already has an idol. And Ben also said that it's a fake idol. This idol that Chrissy found, it's fake. It's not real. It's a phony idol. And you never know. You don't know if it's a real idol or a fake idol. You know, you don't know until Jeff says, this is a real hidden meteor idol. No votes cast against so-and-so will not count. Or this is not individual meteor, or hidden meteor idol. And it is not in play. So, also talking about who to take out next. Ben was talking about who he wants to take out next. He's talking about Devin. Ryan is weak at challenges. Ben acting like he is giving up. And then Devin believes it's all an act. So obviously he thinks, you know, it's not real. This is not a real, this is not real. This is completely fake. Act. This is just acting out of Ben. So also, he was sensing something that wasn't right, and then hoping Ben doesn't pull out a miracle in this next tribal council. So going to tribal council, talking about the last tribal council. Also the playing of Ben's idol right before the votes actually were before everyone voted who they wanted voted out of Survivor, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. Ben, you know, playing his idol before. Also making hidden moves on everybody, pretty much. Chrissy pulled out the dead idol, the idol that doesn't exist right now, that is just not in play anymore. And then, of course, they said it could be the end for one of them this week, or it could be the end for Ben, especially. So Ryan said Ben, you know, destroyed the game. Also, so now they're doing the vote. Chrissy asked, anyone wants this idol? Obviously, no. So I guess she didn't play it. Ben pulled out another hidden meteor idol again, which is not surprising. He always seems to bring out idols over and over and over and over again. So the votes, Ben does not count. Ben does not count. Ben does not count. Dr. Mike, one vote for Dr. Mike, one vote for Devin. It was a tie, so they had to do a tiebreaker. I forget who it was. Someone was not going to vote. I guess whoever didn't have immunity or something. I think Ben and Devin, the votes for that did not work. So I think Dr. Mike asked Devin if, you know, he put his name down. Obviously, Dr. Mike said yes. So there was, I think, only two people can vote. And I believe that was between Chrissy and Ben, I believe. So that would be a really tough one to figure out. So one vote for Devin, one vote for Mike, one vote left. 14 person voted out, and the 7th member of the jury was Mike, Dr. Mike. Jeff mentioned in the next immunity challenge, there will be a final advantage in this game. that will be in play. So Ben was so stoked to be in the, still in the final four still. To be in the final four, Ben said this is where has, like, he has no more Ben bombs to drop, obviously, because there are no more idols. The idols are no longer active right now. Like, there are no more idols in this game. It is every man for themselves or every woman for themselves. In that retrospective of Chrissy still being in the game. So there are no more idols that Ben can pull out that, you know, can surprise everybody. You know, it can't really surprise anybody with any more Ben, no more Ben idols anymore. So going into the next one, also Ben said nobody will take him to the final three, which is true. Nobody will take him to the final three. Only he can take himself to the final three, and it's him and him only that can do it. So Chrissy can't beat Ben in the final three. She was also mentioning that. So the final immunity challenge, obviously, is stacked ladder blocks and on a wobbly stand with heroes, healers, and hustlers. The first one to correctly do that wins immunity. They are safe. They go to the final three. And then someone of the other three will be voted out. And the 15th person voted out, and the 8th and final member of the jury. So, also they're talking about Twist is the last secret advantage in this game currently. And then, of course, Ryan was on. Pretty well, Ryan did really well at first. Ryan caught up really quickly. Ryan did so amazing at the start. I thought Ryan would win this. I thought Ryan would win this. No, I don't think so. No, Ryan did not win. But, like, I mean, Ryan, I thought Ryan was going to win. But then, obviously, Ryan was in the early lead. Devin drops, and they have to go, have to be gentle to lock in. And then Ryan, spelled heralds, and then also it was really in the early lead, and then Ben and Ryan were in the lead, Devin and Chrissy drops, and so they have to go start all over again. Ryan completed healers, Ben drops, then Ryan drops all his tiles, all his ladders, so he has to start all over again from the start. I thought it was going to be, you know what, bang, Ryan wins immunity. Nope, that's not the way it's going to go. Ryan drops everything. Everything got dropped of Ryan's. Everything got dropped. He had to go start from scratch again. It was crazy the way it happens. Ben drops again. Ben locked in, and he was in the lead. And then Ben was putting his last letter down. And then, of course, Jeff said, "That's not right. That's not right." And then Ben's U, upside down. I'm thinking, what kind of, Ben, what the hell are you doing? Don't you know a U is the other way around? It's not an N, it's a U. I thought it's an N, not a U. Jeez. So I was thinking, oh, come on. Epic fail on that point. That's all I can think in my head is like, oh, epic fail. Epic fail. I think I talked about it on Twitter, I think. I was tweeting about Survivor, and I think I said that it was a little bit of a fail there with the Ben's his U was kind of upside down. Well, kind of, really upside down. So, you know, that made a big difference that the U was upside down. If the U wasn't upside down, he would have won immunity. He was still gone to the final three. You know, he would have still been going there. He would still be at the final three to this point. But apparently he had the U upside down. So he was wrong. He had to look what was wrong. But then he dropped almost everything on his letters. so he had to kind of fix it and kind of start over to what was dropped. I believe if you drop a couple, you can fix them, I think you have to fix it to make sure. But if you drop everything, then you're going to start from the beginning all over again. So Ryan was in the lead once again, but lost everything again. Chrissy loses everything. Devin drops. Ben loses everything. And it has to... Ben locked in too fast. So obviously... Ben had to kind of restart all over again, where he has to start all over again. So Devin, okay. So and then Chrissy was in the lead, and then Ben was behind her. Devin dropped. Ben almost had it and drops half of it, and then Chrissy had one less ladder left. Chrissy locks in and wins individual immunity. She also ties the record for the most immunity challenge wins by a woman in Survivor history. So that's awesome. Maybe one day we will see that record, get broken. Maybe you'll see that happen in the near future. You never know. It might happen in the near future. As a woman, she has the most wins as a woman in the game of Survivor. That's awesome. So Ben said, that losing immunity challenge, it was a real butt kicker. He lost it for him and his family, to winning this game. Chrissy, felt bad for him, devastated that he lost. So I don't know, a soft spot maybe. She's having a soft spot for Ben. Not soft spot, but I mean, she was feeling guilty, maybe with everything going on. I don't know. You don't really know what happens. So Ben's asking Chrissy if there's any way, that she can go to the final three with him. But Ben. She said she will hear him out at Tribal Council, but she still wants Ben out of this game, regardless. Obviously, in Ben, we already know Ben. Ben doesn't have immunities. Never mind. So Chrissy's secret advantage. She actually got some time to read the advantage since she won. She gets information. She gets to pick one and one person only. To sit next to her at the final Tribal Council. And she paused at that part. I was like, wow, there are actually two people are going to be voted out simultaneously in a Tribal Council like that. I thought that was what's going to happen. No, that was not what's going to happen. That was not what's going to happen. That was not happening. That was not going to happen. So... what happened, the last two that are left obviously have to pretty much play. I guess they have to make a fire. They have to make fire next to each other. So they're going to be making fire. Obviously, as we know, in fire and Survivor represents life in the game of Survivor. As long as you have fire, you're still in the game. If you don't have it, you're out of this game. So are you. The words that Jeff says at the very, very, very first Tribal Council at the start of each and every season of Survivor, that is what it said. But fire, yeah, we're going to make a firing-making challenge. She said she is going to take Ryan to the final three, and obviously Devin and Ben are going to go head-to-head and make fire and see who will battle it out and go to the final, three. So, it'll be like that. Of course, Chrissy told Devin that he's going to be going head-to-head against fire to make fire against Ben. And he was like, okay. Obviously, I believe he knew how to make fire, actually. Which is good. He was actually able to make fire. She also said that Ryan does not know how to make fire. Ryan probably would lose to Ben, and then obviously Ryan would be out of this game, and then Ben would be going to the final three, obviously. So Christy told Ryan the plan that she is taking him to the final three, and Devin is going to make fire against Ben and hoping to beat Ben. This way, Ben can get out of this game this way, you know, and I like the plan, but can it happen? Can it happen? Is it possible that it could happen? But you never know. So, Devin obviously started making fire, obviously, until the point he broke the flint. He broke the flint to making fire. So that is a big downfall for him. And he is kind of screwed at this point now for making fire. If he needs to know how to exactly, I guess, to hit the flint to make the magnesium pile and then try to make a spark. That way it would go on, so it would actually spark up a lot. So Chrissy said Ben has no idea that he's going into a fire making challenge. So, obviously, Ben has no clue what is supposed to, you know, transpire in the next tribal council. He has no clue what the heck is about to go on. So, he is completely clueless, I'm sure. Ben is actually completely clueless what is actually to happen in the next tribal council. So, Tribal Council, Chrissy and her fourth immunity challenge win. Ryan saying he will, you know, convince. And then Ryan saying he will finally. Ben also talking about his upside down U. Ryan that, you know, he had the lead in the challenge, but then he lost his lead. They were talking about that as well. Chrissy's advantage. They were talking about that and what the advantage is. So she got to kind of catch up the jury members on what is going on. What is this secret advantage that she has? What does it do and whatnot? So she told them that it's a fire making challenge. She chose to take one. She is to take one person next to her to the final three. The last two will have to fight it out in the fire making challenge. Whoever wins goes to the final three. The other one out of this game, joining the jury. So, Jeff asks, who do you want? Are you ready to vote? She's like, ready to cast your only vote to who you want to be sitting next to. She's like, yes. She says she will take Ryan to the final three. Ryan said it is a good feeling. Devin said he loves the feeling of actually, putting his own fate into his own hands. Ben said, this is awesome. So the fire making showdown, Ben had a little something going. And then Devin was making a pile of magnesium. Devin was also sparking. Devin had something out. He had a fire going a bit of smoke, but it went out. Ben got the first flame. Devin was striking faster. Ben with a big flame. So, obviously, Ben now making some big time fire. Then Ben was hitting the cord a little bit. And then Ben's flag went up. So Ben is going to the final three. And then Devin is out of this game. He is the eighth and final member. The 15th person voted out and the eighth and final member of the jury. Ben said it is so real. Ryan has to now convince the jury on why he deserves to win the game. And then the final three got in the next morning. They kind of big breakfast. I think it was eggs. They had, champagne with orange juice. I forget what they call that. I forget the technical name of that drink. So Ben's saying this game with him is like two peas in a pod. He has to go in confident in the next tribal council and the final tribal council, so that way he has a good chance to win this game. So let's go right to the final tribal council. I like the tribal council now. It's different now compared to back then. It's changed so much over the last little while. It really truly has changed quite a lot over the last while. So the final three arrive. They obviously were talking about the three parts of Survivor, the aspects of Survivor: Outwit, playing the game, I guess making alliances as well, and relationships in the game. Also the outplay part, which is the challenges, camp life, building shelter, outlast, and then outplay would be putting the people on the jury, like the people that you voted out and put on that jury. That is the outplay part of it. So the outwit, Ryan felt like that they can beat him, convinced that he can beat them in the game. He had the advantage going early in the game. I believe that was like day one. He had the day one advantage. Ashley said he never had a social strategic game with her, relationship with her. Ryan, being used, didn't know about the JP vote. Joe talking about Ben's social game was, horrible. Chrissy's too. And then Ben yelling at Joe about when Joe mentioned the Marine Corps stuff, like something about the Marine Corps. Obviously the yelling match between the two. Chrissy had a different social game, stayed loyal to her alliance and Ryan. Cole said Ben pinning him a target with the food thing, obviously. So that was brought up as well. So Ryan also was making it a problem with the food thing issue as well. And also Ashley, Chrissy mentioned and talked about, Chrissy talking about different issues going on around the camp, which is huge in this game. That's what Ashley said. And then Chrissy said Ryan is making statements. Desi says still proud for the three of them for getting there. So let's go right into the outplay part of things. Cole respects Chrissy for 4 wins. Ben playing his idol, obviously. His idol was played at the right time, at the right appropriate time at all. And then also going to talk about, and also Ryan did nothing at camp. He was just, always there. Ryan didn't really do anything at all at camp. Could have, done a lot more, got water, made fire, could have tended to the fire as well. Cooked fish, fishing maybe, possibly. Also Ryan talking about his advantage on day one. The idol under the flag, he stuffed it under his pants. That was another thing he did in this game. And then also under the flag, Ryan, and then Ashley talking about Chrissy, the 4 wins, she's giving her credit when due for the, definitely actually giving Chrissy the credit for winning those 4 challenges, which is not easy in this game. In the game Survivor, it is not very easy to, actually win 4 challenges. And of course, Chrissy's idols and advantage. I don't think she had one idol. I don't think she had an idol, though. I think she mainly had the advantage that helped her a lot. Also, the tie for the 4 immunity challenges. also respects that as well. Ben, while everyone was sleeping, he was looking up for idols as well. So Ben was playing an awesome game by looking for idols, making sure he's safe. He's not going to be voted out of this game. Also, Desi talking about opportunity. Ben going on his own. She knew his fake idol. So the last part, putting the people on that he voted out into the jury. So pretty much, Ryan couldn't, count on winning on challenges. The Vantage, nobody dragged him around. Mike also talking about what he has learned about himself. Ryan was rejuvenated when his dad came on into the, came to visit during the loved one visit there a few weeks back. Ben, there was hundreds of, there was hundreds in his game. And then Joe said he needs more. Oh, sorry, there was hundreds of, soldiers, or not soldiers, but Marines as well. Joe said they need more as well. Ben also saying he never quit looking for idols. He just kept on looking and looking and looking until he found it. Ben is out here for his family, obviously. And then also he has PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Chrissy coming in into the game, coming in like pretty much she underestimated herself in this game. She thought she could not, go far. She couldn't win challenges. She thought she wouldn't go this far whatsoever. She kicked ass as well. She made it known that she kicked some serious ass up there. And then all moms are going to be, all moms will be very proud of her. So the final vote. Devin voted for Ryan. Ashley voted for Chrissy, obviously. So those are the two of them. I believe Lauren voted for Ben or Ryan. I forget who it was. I think Lauren voted for, maybe it was Chrissy, I don't remember. But I know she voted somebody, but the ones I do remember was Devin voted for Ryan. Ashley voted for Chrissy. Just said, as Jeff came into the finale, the live audience, he always comes in with the urn around under his arm. Jeff said Cochran. I thought, Cochran's there? Cochran, who won Survivor back in way back, and I think it was Fans versus Favorites 2, if I'm corrected. I think it was Fans versus Favorites 2 that he won. He was there too. And I think I was watching a clip of a finale somewhere, and I saw Johnny Fairplay. I was like, oh no, that goofball. Well, Johnny Fairplay is always an iconic character on Survivor, big time. Cochran was there. Ryan was a super fan, playing for his family. Chrissy, setting records. Can you last 39 days? Can you outwit, outlast, outplay? So going right into the votes, one vote for Ben, one vote for Ryan, one vote for Chrissy, two vote for Chrissy, two vote for Ben, three votes for Ben, the winner of Survivor, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, Ben. And I was utterly shocked that Ben was actually going to win the season. I thought Ben was not going to win. I thought it was going to be either Chrissy or Ryan. Because I thought Ben was like the most hated person on the game. But no. I guess it's because he actually got those idols. I think that was one of the big things. He found idols. He made moves. He made the big moves when he had to. I think that was a big factor. He played a really solid game. And I can't, you know, I can condemn him for his good work, his hard work out there, because he does deserve it. You know, all three, I think everyone, so no offense to Ryan, I know I'm not, I shouldn't be putting him down, but I mean, you know, I think all, you know what, all three of them deserve it. I think it's all three of them well deserve to be there in that final three. Obviously, they do. They sure do deserve it. So, yeah, okay, so next season, pretty much, this is going to be the season. Okay, so obviously this season was a season of secrets, the secret idols, secret advantages, but secrets weren't kept this season. Also, part of Lauren's idol, he showed, he actually, I guess they retrieved it from the fire from Tribal Council, I guess before it burned to a crisp after they, everyone left Tribal Council, they pulled it out. But part of the idol, and also they had this square, I think it's a square idol, it was James from Survivor China that actually had that Survivor China he actually, what's the word, that was from his idol. That was actually from his idol. I think that was actually thrown in the fire as well. But that was retrieved. There was a reason why Jeff was holding James's idol. And also part of Lauren's idol was because season 36, they're going to take something that speaks the past 35 seasons of Survivor. It's going to be interesting. Survivor Ghost Island. And I believe I've already seen the cast for it already. Potential cast. I don't know if it's true, but I'll dig into it. But once I have an official cast, I will do the preview podcast in the end of February. So Survivor Ghost Islands, it'll be graveyard for bad decisions that happened in the past 35 seasons. There'll be a new group of players, obviously, so we're gonna have newbies all the way. And then season will be centered around mistakes that happened in the past. So it'll be new survivors to reverse the past mistakes. So that should be really interesting. Oh man, this boom arm's at the pits. This boom arm is the pits these days. But yeah, it's gonna be exciting. You know, they showed Eric playing the wrong. Eric playing the. Like giving an individual immunity to Natalie, that was one of them. That was like one of the dumb moves in Survivor history. So that was probably not a smart move whatsoever. There's so many different dumb mistakes they made back then that they were showing clips and pieces of it. So it was pretty awesome. So I'm very excited for next season. Cannot wait for the next season of Survivor, and I hope you guys enjoyed the season. I hope you guys really enjoyed the podcast, giving my 2 cents worth of what went on during the season of Survivor. And you know, thank you guys so much for the support, love and support this week, or in the season, and the whole entire year of 2017. It's been an amazing run at this podcast. I think we're about 15 or 16 subscribers strong on the audio only feeds. We also joined a new site called, you're gonna hear a squeak of the boom arm, but gotta get closer to the computer. This podcast is actually now featured on a new site. It's brand new, practically brand new. It's called podchaser.com, and everything about reality TV can be found on there now these days. So we're still on the usual, crispyontheweb.com, podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, now also on podchaser.com as well. So that's great. Thank you guys. Thank you to the folks at podchaser.com for, you know, discovering my podcast and, you know, giving me the chance to, you know, show what I can do on this podcast. I appreciate this opportunity. It's awesome. So you can subscribe to any of those feeds on podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, and also on Podchaser. And you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web on Facebook and Twitter. And I will see you guys 1 week from today for the Amazing Race 30 preview podcast. For right now, Have a good one, guys, and I will see you guys for the preview podcast next week. Bye for now.